Yorkton. If there is one thing access to the internet has created, it is a minefield of time sinks waiting to suck the unsuspecting web traveler into a dizzying spiral, usually taking that traveler well off the topic they were initially interested in. As readers will know, this space was recently dedicated to a new book on Jeton by Frederick Ekman Jeton, The Martian Chess of Edgar Rice Burroughs. Connecting with Ekman online was interesting, of course. Getting to know a bit about the process of writing a book on a game that, while notable because of where it originated from, is still quite obscure. To remind, the game is somewhat well-known, if little played, among science fiction fans since Jeton was invented. Well, I suppose maybe more accurately was sort of invented, by author Edgar Rice Burroughs for his 1922 novel The Chessmen of Mars. I say sort of because the text regarding the game in the book have caused some discussion over the years about how the game is played. The game might be more widely played if there was a standardized rule set, but that simply doesn't exist. Even in the material from Burroughs himself, the movement of some pieces reads one way in the story text, and differently in the appendix. And even where there are commonalities, they are often open to interpretation, which makes standardizing rules a challenge. In a social media chat with Ekman, I suggested what would be great as a World Jeton Society. The collective of a society could establish a standardized rule set, and that would be at least a starting place to build interest in a game. Weirdly though, while we live in a world of instant contact through emails, social media and Zoom calls, it seems a rather daunting task to create global spanning organizations for board games today. I suggest weirdly, given the proponents of chess, Othello, backgammon and other older games managed to create world-spanning organizations in the age of snail mail and expensive long-distance calling. It is probably the issue faced by fraternal groups today. Clubs such as the Lions and Kinsmen often find attracting active members more challenging today because people are so busy, or have so many options to occupy their free time. So, while the internet might help Jeton grow, it still needs a few dedicated people to make it happen. Often efforts are made, but sadly do not last. For example, there was apparently an American Chu Shogi Association, but the only web link found has been inactive since about 2000, and Chu Shogi is a venerable old game worth preserving too. Of course, that could be a question to ask in terms of Jeton too. Is it a game worthy of promotion because it is a great game, or is it notable only because it connects to Burroughs? There is a huge science fiction fandom out there, and they do gravitate to things connected with favored authors and books. It is the fan support that leads to cosplaying characters, having TV shows made, and yes, having board games created. Most of the games are afterthoughts, the theme of some book sort of pasted onto a game to help boost sales, but some like Jeton are part of the books themselves. While Burroughs did give quite a lot of detail about Jeton in the book, other book-related games have evolved differently. Pat Rothfuss wrote of Tok in The Wise Man's Fear, but it was not a particularly detailed account. Later, Rothfuss worked with noted board game designer James Ernest and created the full rules of Tok, which was released in 2017 and is an absolute gem. By the way, there is a U.S. Tok Association, ustak.org, and one hopes it lasts in support of this one, because the best games need dedicated play over the long term. The question is how to bring players together effectively to grow a game? While games like Jeton and Tok have a first step based on connecting to the world of words, can players build on that foundation effectively? With Jeton, it never happened. The story of Tok is yet to be completed.